Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving the markets today and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 248 points today, 2.1% to 11,547. Look at the bright side. At one point, it was down 342 points. And as of today, the Dow is back underwater for 2011. It's now lower today than the beginning of January. S&P 500 today down 22 points, 1.9%. NASDAQ down 49 points, 1.9%. Stocks down, bonds up, with the yield on the 10-year Treasury down to 1.96%. Why would the stock market fall so hard today if market players had been saying for days that the Congressional Super Committee was bound for failure? Its assignment was to cut $1.2 trillion from the federal deficit or trigger large across-the-board spending cuts. But the headlines poured onto financial screens today, suggesting there will be no deal, no cuts, no tax increases, no nothing, other than lots of blaming the other guy. Longtime federal budget watcher Stan Collender writes the fiscal fitness column for the newspaper Roll Call. He wasn't expecting the, quote, super committee to come up with much, but if it had, maybe the committee would have tossed in some sweeteners to goose the economy in the short term. Collender says that's the kind of thing some investors would like to have seen.
They were hoping that it would include something that would increase jobs or get economic activity going, and it obviously didn't do that. The markets had even less expectations that the super committee would succeed than I did. But more importantly, if the super committee fails, as it's about to do, then you get these $1.2 trillion in across-the-board cuts about to take place.
But are those really automatic? Are they inevitable?
Right now, they're in the law, which means that if Congress and the president don't do something to stop them, they will occur. That is, this is not a question of Congress and the president having to take some action to trigger them. These are just in place, ready to go.
But they could take action. They could stop
it. Yes, if the markets are worried about one thing, they're worried that the super committee will fail and the automatic cuts will be canceled, or at least it will be reduced, or will be diminished, or will be delayed. That's when I think you'll get the very serious market reaction. There's some of that going on. On top of everything else, no Congress can bind any future Congress. And budget deals in Washington, David, as you know, because you've been watching them forever, budget deals in Washington are only good until about lunchtime tomorrow. So my full expectation is somewhere before Christmas there'll be an attempt to change these across-the-board cuts, either to diminish their impact or to maybe stop them or delay them completely.
Stan Collender writes the column Fiscal Fitness and is a partner at the corporate communications company Corvus. So, debt problems in the U.S. alongside debt problems in Europe today, where the rating service Moody's warned that France's government bonds might get a downgrade. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse weakened today after word the price of chicken feed is no longer chicken feed. Today, Tyson Foods, the largest meat packer in the U.S., said profits are down 54%, with much of the blame going to the higher cost of grain, the central ingredient in a chicken's diet. And there's more here than just chickens. Grain prices have been driven by severe weather in spots around the globe that has forced some countries to scramble to feed booming populations of hungry people. Read more about the situation at Tyson and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. You go to our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.